Welcome to the Lister Health Talks podcast. Each month, listen in as a team focuses their discussion on relevant, relatable health content that empowers your health and the readiness of the force. In today's episode, let's join the team as they discuss how routine health screenings can help you thrive in 2025. It's time to schedule those appointments.
Hello, Fort Novastell, and welcome to this month's episode of Lister Health Talks. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Leah Stetter, the Director and Commander of Lister Army Health Clinic. Today, I am joined by three of our excellent nurses, Dr. Gwen Gatlin.
Hi.
Ms. Denise Cape.
Hi.
And Lieutenant Colonel Gina Thorpe.
Hey, hey.
This month's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about taking your health into your own hands and thriving. The ladies joining me today are experts within their own field and are champions within our clinic for the patients, helping navigate the health and helping improve our systems. As you heard during our last podcast, we've had many new initiatives in Lister. In particular, we've really worked on improving our access and expanding different platforms of how we offer care, such as our virtual visits and telephonic appointments. Dr. Gatlin she's worked in our primary care department for several years. However, as of last month, she is the new chief of primary care. Can talk a little bit about some of the new initiatives coming and what we've done in place.
Yeah, so starting this new year, we've got lots of new things going on. One of our big initiatives is trying to provide health for you, health care for you from where you are. We have virtual visits now that we can offer by telephone or by video visit, and you can sit at home on your couch and talk to your provider. It's a great way to get that visit in and not have to come out if you're not feeling that great. We also still provide face-to-face care. We want you in here. We need you to come in at least once a year so we can see you face-to-face and get you set up with all the preventative screenings that we're going to be talking about today. And because it is a new year, we do want you to focus on yourself and focus on your well-being. So instead of making those New Year's resolutions that you toss out the window after the first week, this year we'd like you to focus on just some realistic goal setting. Make yourself a priority. Usually, if you're like me, you're down at the bottom of that priority list. So bump yourself up to the top of the priority list. Take care of yourself. Don't feel guilty because you're putting yourself first for a change. It'll make you a better spouse. It'll make you a better friend. It'll make you a better child. It'll make you a better parent. And you can do that by doing several things. You can make sure that you're getting plenty of sleep, making sure that you're exercising, just something that you like to do that you're going to continue to do. It doesn't have to be running. It doesn't have to be walking, just an exercise that works for you. Make sure that you're eating a well-balanced diet, and make sure you're getting your preventative health screenings. And that's the most important. And we're going to be talking about those today, the different screenings that we offer and that you should be taking advantage of.
So true. As we start the new year, oftentimes many people think it's a time for resolutions, which it is. And oftentimes, especially nowadays, holistic health is a big initiative, which includes medical care. And what can you do for yourself, which, as you mentioned, Dr. Gatlin, is preventative screenings, which at Lister and within our surrounding community, we actually do offer a lot of that. And Denise, I know that you basically are our lead person for that in the clinic. Can you please tell us a little bit about what you do for Lister and our community members and beneficiaries?
Yes, ma'am. I follow our health promotion and disease prevention. And a lot of that involves communication with the providers and the nurses, and of course with the patients. So that's letting our patients know when they're due or overdue for specific screenings, whether that be through messaging with Genesis, calling them, or of course we let them know when they come in for their appointments that they need to have that done. Some of the screenings that we talk to them about are breast cancer, cervical cancer, and colon cancer screening, along with diabetes screening such as A1C, retinal, and foot exams, and then well child visits. So those are some of the main ones that we try to focus on.
Can you talk a little bit about, you know, we have a wide range of population from newborn anywhere through 100 plus. Can you talk a little bit about each one of those screenings and when would be the best time or how some of our patients and beneficiaries need to think about them?
Yes, ma'am. Well, obviously with our well child, those we would start with. Children will get a visit in the hospital, but then within that first week, between 3 to 5 days, they should have a visit with their pediatrician or their healthcare provider. Then the visits go at 1 month, 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, and then we give them a little break. We go to 9 months, 12 months, and 15 months. So after 15 months, we go to 18 months, then it's every 6 months until age 3, and then just every year. So that way we can address vaccinations, we can do measurements, make sure there are no delays. If there's anything that's wrong, we could go ahead and address that early, whether it be with feeding, with growth, any kind of developmental delays, and we could get that child seen quicker and address those. And that builds a good relationship with the provider, the child, and the parents.
And you don't have to remember all those times.
No,
we'll help you remember that.
Yes, we will definitely let you know, and we'll book those next appointments. When you come in, we can go ahead and book that next appointment before you leave.
And I think it's so important when you get to a new clinic to just go ahead and get your children seen, because sometimes you do have a couple months gap in between those intervals. And so just kind of once the family does get here, get registered, and then get their children in to get seen, and that's always helpful to kind of keep those intervals
right
up to date.
A lot of times people want to wait until we get to our next location. You know, when we call them, they say, well, we'll just do that when we get to our next location. But sometimes that can take a while. So the best thing to do is go ahead and get it done before you leave. So that way, when you are at your next location, you've got a little bit of leeway, a little bit of time to get established, to get your deers changed, to get settled in before you take your child in.
That's so true. I'm one that's guilty of waiting to the next location, but I would say this particular community, it's easy to navigate. You also mentioned breast cancer screenings. Can you talk a little bit about those and the importance of doing those?
Yes. So now the recommendation is that women start getting breast cancer screening at age 40. That's kind of fluctuated back and forth. The most recent guidelines say start at age 40 and have that done every 2 years. Some women would need to have it done every year, so they should discuss that with their provider, and that'll be based on their family history, their health, and their desires. But they can have a mammogram done every year. But they do need to start at 40. So if they've not had one and they're 40, they need to contact their provider and get that started. We can put a referral in for them, and then they can get that done. No problems at all.
Now, I know we don't do mammogram screenings physically here at Lister, but the local community does offer them, correct?
Yes, we have a lot of great facilities. When they call, they could just let us know where they prefer to go, but we can get those referrals put in, and then they can set their appointments up and follow up from there.
Could they also send a message as well?
Yes, they don't need to come in to be seen for that. They can just send a message to their provider.
Along with breast screening, I also heard you mention for women's health needs, that's another important one, such as cervical screening or pap smears?
Yes. Cervical cancer screening is very important for anyone who still has a cervix. So if you've not had a complete hysterectomy where your cervix has been removed, we start doing pap screenings on women ages 21 going on up. There's a lot of different guidelines about that, but it's important to remember that a woman should have a well woman exam every year. If she goes and has that well woman exam every year, she herself doesn't have to keep up with whether she had a pap done or not. Her provider will do that. However, a pap should be done every 3 years, starting at age 21 through 30. And after 30, either have a pap done every 3 years or HPV testing every 5. Most providers do not do HPV testing. It's only done as a reflex or if indicated from the lab work. So basically, every 3 years, you should be having a pap. We also recommend that women age 16 to 24 have chlamydia screening if they're sexually active. It's really important for their future health. A lot of times they don't have any signs that they have chlamydia. So just important, they could contact their provider. We'll just put the lab order in. They go by the lab. It's a urine screen. It's very simple.
So they can also do that either during their annual well woman exam with our provider, or we also have a sexually transmitted infection walk-in clinic. So at lab, you can just go ahead and walk in. There's a little binder where you grab a form, fill it out. You don't have to talk to any providers. The lab techs will provide you with the necessary testing information, and then you can be on your merry way. So it's a very easy way of getting that screening done annually without having to talk to another provider.
I know between the three of you, you guys bring a wealth and probably over 100 years combined of experience in the nursing field.
Oh, combined.
Wow, that's being very generous.
She's saying you have 50 and then we have 25.
Old.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Right.
Well, even if you were each 33, sorry.
Yes.
I'm sure you have some stories that highlight the importance of these screenings.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that my mom didn't get her first mammogram until she was 59. And when she did, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. So it's super important that you get it. And that basic screening is very, very important for any future mammograms. So you need to at least get that basic screening done at 40.
Right. We had a patient here that we harassed her. She went and had a mammogram finally, and she contacted me and let me know how much she appreciated it because they did find breast cancer, and they caught it very early. So that was a really great catch and a good thing that she did follow up, because ultimately it comes down to the patient. The patient is the one who has to do the follow-up. We can do everything, but until, like Gwen said earlier, they put themselves first. Because, you know, we, especially as women, are so used to putting other people ahead of us, our children, our parents. We're busy taking care of everybody else. I have so many women tell me, I don't have time. I just don't have time to do this. But when we're not here any longer, who's going to be taking care of those people?
That's so true. You've highlighted a lot of important things that you've highlighted, or you mentioned a lot of people do put off to the next duty station. But as we enter into the new model of care, I think it'll be much easier within the military health system for patients as they can choose how they navigate within a lot of the stuff. A lot of some referrals can be done virtual now. I'll be able to talk to my provider if I want to without physically coming in here. So I think it will only help me take care of myself better. And as the importance of health and not just working out and eating right, but also helping manage health becomes more of the forefront for people as the future continues, I do think more people will take an active role in it.
And I try to do my screenings every year around my birthday. It's a birthday present to myself, and I feel like that I deserve that. And so that kind of keeps me on track, too, and keeps me honest that I try to take care of it then.
Yes. And speaking of birthdays, you know, a lot of people that are 45 are having a hard time believing that they have to go have colon cancer screening, because, you know, used to we thought of that as like an old person thing. But 45, which is a young age, it's very young to me, 45 is the new time to get colon cancer screening. So, of course, colonoscopies are the gold standard, because when they get in there, if there are precancerous polyps, they can remove those. But if someone is not quite ready, you know, to go have that done, there are other things that they can do. There are other tests that are not as invasive. So they can talk with their provider about the different options. And then also we've started a new program through DHA. It's a pilot program that Lister is lucky enough to participate in. So if you receive in the mail a kit, it's called a FIT kit, but it's basically checking for blood in the stool. If you receive that in the mail, just follow the instructions. It's paid for by TRICARE, and all you have to do is follow the instructions. You don't even have to come here, and that will do that preventive check. Of course, if it's positive, we'll follow up with you, and then a colonoscopy is recommended, but that will cover your colon cancer screening for 1 year.
That's amazing.
It is. It's also something we can do in-house. So if you don't get that in the mail, you can always contact us to do it here.
Yeah, from home, the comfort of your own toilet.
That is excellent. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining today. But before we wrap up, do any of you have any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I'd just like to say, you know, these screenings are very, very important. You need to take them seriously. I want to be around to cause my children all the pain that they caused me. So I want to be around as long as possible. And, you know, getting to an old age doesn't take a lot, but that little bit that it does take, you need to do.
A lot of people tell me that they're afraid to know. They don't want to know. But not knowing doesn't make the illness go away. All it does is make it worse. And then by the time you finally are ready to address it, it's too late. So get this done early, and you can have a long, healthy life and do like Gwen plans on doing.
I also think it's important, if you just have questions, go ahead and reach out. Send a message through the portal. Hey, you know what? I have a family history of X, Y, and Z. Do you think I need to have a different type of cancer screening earlier rather than later? And we will gladly assist with any questions that you may have and help, you know, direct you in the right direction.
And that's one of those things we can do with a phone call from your provider or a video visit from your provider, so you're seeing somebody face to face and having that conversation in the privacy of your own home.
So my challenge to you in the New Year's, ask that loved one if they've had the test that they need, if they've made that appointment that they need to make. Thank you all for joining me today, and thank you for our listeners for joining. We look forward to meeting your health needs and helping you thrive within the new year.
Our care keeps them in the air.
The List Your Health Talks podcast is produced by the Lister Army Health Clinic Public Affairs Office at Fort Novosel. You can catch all of our episodes on your favorite streaming platforms. Stay healthy, Fort Novosel.